today. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. I'm Bob Long on site here at the Convention Center, sitting alongside an old friend who has come out with something really spectacular to tell us all about it. We welcome television host, Hollywood car designer, and now author, Fireball Tim Lawrence. Hey there, Fireball.
How are you doing? Wow, that's weird just to say that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not something I would... a few years ago, would ever imagine, but now I'm so humbled and excited to reveal this. This is a new kid's book. And a labor of love for many reasons, but I just realized that over the years that there really aren't any kids' car books out there now. There's lots of car books, but nothing specifically for kids that parents who love cars can share with their kids at, in nighttime. And the last thing, you know, the book I grew up with was Richard Scarry's Busy Town and some of those things. But after extensively looking through bookstores and trying to find something, there wasn't anything. So I decided, well, it's about time. It took about 2 years, full of a tremendous amount of work and illustratively and coming up with the concept. And it's Fireball Tim's Big Book of Wacky Rides.
It's spectacular. I was looking through the illustrations. You've got some tremendous artwork in there. Explain to our listeners a little bit about the book's characters and some of the cool rides, because they truly are wacky.
Well, it puts two of my passions together. One is cars and the other is animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife and I have always been a large fan of dogs. And,
sure.
But, you know, as you get older, you start to learn to respect life in every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know, what a great opportunity to be able to teach kids about respect for animals and appreciation for such a thing. And appreciation for cars as much as I love cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to put that together and take items that are everyday things that kids come across, like a boot or the idea of sound,
mm-hmm.
and make vehicles out of those things that are driven by these little creatures. I think I did one, and I did it just to see, you know, what it would come out with.
Right.
And that evolved into some extremities. In there is, you know, my dog's, Bug and Sammy's carpet laying machine. Which is a car that they've built that actually lays carpet so they can, you know, do the stuff that they like to do on carpet.
That's great.
They love that. There's vehicles like the Yellicopter, which is a helicopter that yells and screams that makes sound. So kids can learn about sounds and make different sounds themselves. Each page asks a question to the kids so that they have the ability to not only look at the sketches, but also they can ask, you know, what does this thing mean to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a section called Electrics, and there's a car called the Snake Strip, which is an electricity strip that you use in your house.
Sure.
But it's being driven by a bunch of little snakes. You know? And it says these little snakes bring electricity wherever they go, but you have to be careful not to get shocked. Electricity lights up the whole world. What does it light up in your house?
That's great.
So each one, so you don't have to start at the beginning. You can open up the book at any point, and you can say, okay, Johnny, we're going to do just 4 pages today,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk about that stuff. And it's just really fun. There's the telephone pollster. There's the huge stirs, which are cars that are made out of, one's a mountain and one's a redwood tree.
That's cool.
So, you know, it's inanimate objects that are kind of turned on their ear. And it's opened up a whole new world, and there's just so many things coming. As I mentioned earlier, I really thought getting a publisher was going to be the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after 2 years of putting the book together,
sure.
I thought, oh, here goes another year of trying to find a publisher.
Yeah.
And I found one in a day.
That's amazing.
It blew my mind, because I contacted a friend who I knew had a publishing company but didn't do anything
mm-hmm.
like this. And I said, what do I do? Where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
And he saw it, and he goes, well, dude, we want to publish it. This is awesome.
That's fantastic.
Because, you know, there's a billion kids out there.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know, and it's he has books that it's Design Studio Press,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of portfolio books for design. You know, concept cars and movie cars, and a lot of tremendous artists. But they're limited in scope because not everybody is going to want a coffee table book that's $100.
Yes, of course.
Things like that. So you know, a kids book, you can get this on Amazon for $12.
Wonderful.
You know, and it's available now. Instead of a slow boat to China, it's a slow boat from China. So We're hoping it makes it for Christmas. But what I would like to do is for any listeners that are listening now, if they want to email me at askfireball@fireballtim.com, I will guarantee I'm going to send two free books out signed and make sure that they're there for Christmas.
Oh, that is fantastic, Tim. And being the father of a two-year-old whose third word was actually car, this is something that is really a groundbreaking project, because you're so right. I mean, my daughter Lucy not only has a lot of toy cars, but she has a few car books, but nothing like this. And your observation about, you know, lots of kids, especially my daughter who's 2 years and a few months, you know, she will start to read a book, but all of a sudden she'll skip to the end and go to the end, you know.
Yeah, right.
So something like this that you can open up and she can go through a few pages and then, okay, it's the end.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Come back to it. It's perfect.
And you can play a game with them. Say, okay, tonight we get six rides.
Yes.
You know, tomorrow we get three. You know, tonight I'm really tired, so you get one.
Yes.
You know? So, but you just said something very intriguing. You said her third word was car. What's the first two?
Well, the first word was mama.
Okay.
And the second one was dada.
Okay.
But the third one was car. And she knows a lot of, you know, being around me, and my wife is also a big car fan, and she has a blog about cars. But, you know, she loves wheels. She'll say wheels. And when she sees a sports car, she'll go, Dada's car.
Right. It's important to have associations.
Exactly.
The right kind.
It's really great. And
she didn't look at a Prius and say that. She said
no.
It was
a Porsche, actually.
Okay.
Exactly.
She's on the right track.
She certainly is. And she likes certain cars better than others. And it's really interesting, because being a journalist, I get a press car to evaluate, like you do as well. Every week I get one, and there are certain ones that she likes, and there are certain ones that she doesn't, and sometimes it's to do with the colors, but it's really fascinating to see it through her eyes.
Yeah, I think the one thing, and our world has become a world of sharing.
Yes.
With the internet, and it's evolved into not only the, you know, what initially was the information age, it's now the sharing age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's our ability to take a photo in one place in the world, and instantly that photo can be in another completely different place in the world. And, you know, all day long I've been walking around looking at these cars, and if I see something I like, I'll take a shot on Instagram, and I've set up a system to where it forwards to Foursquare, to Twitter, to Facebook, throughout the entire thing. So you can share this instant photo of something that you love with other people that love it, and they can be in Prague, they can be in Australia.
It's a really good observation, because, you know, back when you and I were growing up, that was not even dreamt of.
No, to share something, you had to send a letter.
I know.
You know, or call someone on the phone and hope that they answered.
Exactly, and not to mention the cost involved too of making a phone call to a real distant part of the world. But what a great project, and I understand some of the proceeds from the books are also going to go back to, as you said, animals are very close to you and your wife's heart, and I applaud you for that, and I understand you're donating to one of your favorite charities.
Absolutely. It took some time to find what I felt was the real appropriate charity for this, and it's actually not even really a charity. You know, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as, you know, we're working together to create awareness, and it's the National Dog Mill Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa Strader, who is in Colorado, has this tremendous business, and we all know that puppy mills are a horrible place for puppies, for dogs to be. They get treated horribly, and if they're lucky, they might manage to make their way out of it, but many of them don't. There's a company in California here, NKALA, that revealed that there was 17,000 dogs last year that were put to sleep that were not sick.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's just horrible. So, you know, I got together with Teresa at the National Dog Mill Rescue, and she's just so passionate. She's a real pistol. You know, you don't mess with her. You know, if you don't treat your puppy well, she's going to know about it. You know, kind of like how Santa knows whether you've been good or bad. You know, she's that way. But a portion of the proceeds from every book is going to go to Teresa's company, and to make sure that dogs not only get the love that they need and the shelter and everything else, but to find homes. I think it's very important, not just for the dogs, but for our own awareness as human beings to give love in ways that we can. In some ways, it's easier for people to give love to animals than it is to give to each other.
Let's take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, more with Fireball Tim, all about his wonderful new book. It's the big book of wacky rides. Don't go away. More from LA around the bend.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which a homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free one-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with four living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm at the Los Angeles International Auto Show, the recently concluded press days, and having fun with an old friend. He's a TV host. He's a really cool guy, Hollywood car designer, and now the author of a wonderful children's book, Fireball Tim's Big Book of Wacky Rides. Tim has an advanced copy here on the broadcast table, and it's really blown me away. I didn't expect this from you, Tim. I didn't realize that it was going to be a book for kids, and I think you've really hit a home run with this, and it's available through Amazon, and like you said, this can be shared with folks all over the world.
Absolutely. I think it's a universal language. That's what cars are, mm-hmm. you know, and it is going to come out in five languages, so it'll process that gap, but I think that whether you read it or not, the imagery is what it's about.
Yes.
You know, anybody in any language can look at a cool car and just say, man, I dig that thing.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's what's so cool about the show here is you're walking around and you're hearing people talk in every language you can imagine. Mm-hmm. That's why it's an international auto show.
Yes.
I've had a great time walking out and looking at some of these cars. I've gotten
there's some beautiful ones out there. It's really, you know, as we've talked about before, you know, this is kind of a golden age of, you know, there's something for everybody. And even what used to be mainstream sedans, you know, for many, many years, the plain vanilla, you know, middle of the road cars, you know, were just that. But now, all of a sudden, with vehicles like, you know, the Ford Fusion, Lincoln just introduced their variant of that, the MKZ, and a whole slew of other offerings, everything from the Hyundai Sonata to the Kia Optima to a wide variety of other mid-range vehicles, the Mazda 6. All of a sudden, even, you know, ordinary family cars are cool-looking. And
yeah.
I never
oh, yeah.
thought I would say to myself, like, I wouldn't mind that car, you know.
You know, I think the one car that I'm most excited about is the Chevy Spark EV.
Yes.
You know, it's the Spark hasn't been out that long, mm-hmm. and I know the guys at Chevy real well, the guys at GM, and they were humbled in the last few years, obviously. You know,
of
that
course.
Was very difficult, and they're coming back swinging, and they have this super cool little commuter car
yeah.
that is what they would call their first full electric car. It's technically their second, mm-hmm. you know, with the EV1, but this one is for everybody, and it's really a young, hip,
yeah.
exciting little vehicle. They haven't released the numbers yet, but I know the numbers are going to be extremely good for the charge and
sure.
the distance. 400 foot-pounds of torque. Can you believe that?
Instantaneous, too.
I mean,
right off idle. So
that's a little rocket.
It really is.
You know, I can't wait to drive this thing. But for now, you know, I've been very fortunate to have the Corvette and the Camaro. I have a different car every single week, as
mm-hmm.
you probably do, and
it's
really fun to be able to compare. But to drive your passion, you know.
And, it really does. It gives you a great perspective, too, on the industry, having the opportunity to test drive a vehicle every week, you know, over the years since I've been doing it about 20 years or so. And there's something memorable for me about every single vehicle. But, of course, there's once in a while, during a course of a year, there's two or three that, you know, you're never, ever, ever going to forget.
Absolutely. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they write articles and do a lot of things. You know, what you do is really cool to be able to talk about it. I'm proud that I have the show that's on that's called 5 Minute Drive.
Which is great.
We interview celebrities and people in the Hollywood industry mm-hmm. while driving some of these cool cars, and we
yeah.
get a neat perspective. So it's not just a standard review, but you get to watch me entertained and find out something cool about somebody who does something unique, whether it's a stuntman or
mm-hmm.
a special effects person, even my wife, who's a costume designer.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to have a little fun and act like idiots for a little bit of time. So.
I love the one you did with your brother, who follows in your family's footsteps, is a very well-known Hollywood writer, and you guys evaluated the Porsche Cayenne GTS, and that was a fun episode to see that the brother connection. I'm an only child, so it's great to see that.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, when I sit down with my brother Ethan, you know, the dynamic is just so strong, and we're very different and very similar. And he knows really nothing about cars, but he appreciates the passion. So I thought it'd be cool to pick him up in something that was truly unique, and that was the GTS. So that
yeah.
was a rocket, and the guys at Porsche, just the best dang group of guys. You know, these guys are lifers. You know, they want to be there forever, you know, working with these cars. We saw the launch of the new Cayman S.
Oh, beautiful car.
In yellow. I'm like, man, I'll take that car in any color. I don't care, you know. There's some beautiful stuff here, you know, and it's very exciting to be able to walk around and evaluate and compare them. But knowing that this year, 2013, especially Chevy, has 13 models coming out.
Yes.
January 13th. Starting
a new Corvette.
A new Corvette, you know.
60 years celebrating this year, the seventh generation.
You can send me that one anytime you want, guys.
Me too.
Yeah. So it's going to be a very exciting year. And a lot of people are worried about Armageddon. And what they don't realize is that Armageddon doesn't mean destruction. It means great change.
Mm.
And that's what we're all about. You know, everything that people are worried about the future, you can't. You know, the future is what you decide you want it to be.
Yeah.
But
oh.
you have to choose. You know, do you want it to be good? Or do you want to worry? Because you get what you give out, right?
You're right. You know? Absolutely, Tim. How can our listeners find out more about the book online and otherwise? What would you recommend?
Well, the quickest way, if you want a book, you can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available worldwide. You just Google Fireball Tim or Fireball Tim's Big Book of Wacky Rides, or just go directly to Amazon. You can go to the blog at fireballtim.com, and we're going to reveal not only have some giveaways and things like that for the book, signed copies and all that stuff. We're going to reveal new things because there is a second book coming.
That's great.
That's all I can say right now. But, you know, teasers and of course, it's Automotive Hollywood, so you get the behind the scenes of what's going on in Hollywood, action movies, things like that, and a lot of the coverage for the shows. So that's probably, you know, those two ways. You know, of course, there's Facebook and Twitter and all that, and YouTube has the show. And then there's the TV show that's on the Auto Channel,
yes,
which airs. But I do have some really great news also that I did sell a TV show not too long ago.
Wonderful.
That's hasn't been decided, but it's for the Discovery Network.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't decided where it's going to go exactly, so I'm excited about that and a lot of just, you know, really great things. But you have to make those things happen. You
yes.
have to decide you
so
want
true.
You want your life to be good and that it can be good. You have to believe that it can. And then just good things happen, you know. So it's I'm very humbled, as I said, and very blessed in many ways, you know, to have a lot of good people around me, including yourself.
Thank you, my friend. Tim Lawrence, Fireball Tim's Big Book of Wacky Rides. Thank you so much for your generosity here about offering to give out some books, and we'll definitely get you those emails, and we'll get you back on live and maybe take some calls as well. Tim, great to see you here in Los Angeles, and congratulations on such a wonderful creation.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. And joining us right now is a gentleman I had a great time talking with at the New York show, seems like yesterday. It's my pleasure to welcome Sahad Shahab, the president and CEO of Chrysler, to at L.A. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Well, this is a very unique show. It seems to be growing more in prominence. There was a time when this show was kind of buckled right up against the Detroit show.
Correct.
And it was a real hassle for the journalists, and it was a real hassle for the executives.
Right.
Those, thank God, the powers of be have changed the date, and it certainly seems to have reinvigorated the show.
The timing is perfect, for sure.
Let's talk about some of the cool things going on at Chrysler. Number one, sales are doing fantastic. Tell us all about it.
Well, we've definitely been on a roll this year. Have increased in sales at 47% year to date now, and we're doing really well, especially in California. You would think California is the imports stronghold, and it's the best performance we have for the brand. As a matter of fact, it's the best retail sales of any brand in California at 200% sales of increase, and especially with our S models that we've introduced with the 200 and 300 in California, they seem to be a hot commodity here, a product that people feel that they got the style, they got the image, they got the look, but also at an attainable price that they see a lot of value in.
One of the big stories here in Los Angeles is the unveiling of a new S variant. This is a Town and Country S. Mm-hmm. I've seen some pictures of it, and it looks very cool.
You know, this is designed for my wife. The X generation is family. I have three kids under 8 years old, and We like style. We want the versatility and functionality, safety at the same time. And so this comes as a really closing of the circle with the, all the S models we have. We've introduced the 200 and 300 already of S models, and they've been, like I said, on fire. Our sales of the total sales of the brand, about 25% of it is S models for the 200 and 300. And so it told us something about folks want the understatement. They want a little bit more style, not too flashy. Dark details instead of too much of flashy chrome, as example. Bigger wheels, better interior of leather mixed with ballistic fabrics, as example. It's never been used in inside vehicles. And dark chrome and things like that. So it's done in a tasteful way, not a too flashy way. At the same time, it's just an understatement of a look that has a style and has the look of something that you'd want to not only take out uptown, but also downtown.
Very cool looking design, some great wheels on the product, but I also understand some real cool technology. I have a, I'm a late bloomer. I have a 2-year-old daughter named Lucy, and she's got a little of the terrible twos. Thank God now she's in a front-facing car seat. But I was reading about the Town & Country S has Blu-ray DVD. That is really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's the first in the segment where we introduced a DVD Blu-ray in the car, as well as a much better LCDs, LED screens, and additional HDMI jacks, for example, to plug in your laptops or your iPads and so forth. And it also goes beyond that. It also has a performance element of better suspension, and that's besides all the different things that you would get with a Town & Country, like a stow-and-go, all the safety elements that we've got already on the vehicle. It's really now it comes to a complete circle with this car being not only a style and image and look and understatement, but also it still keeps the versatility and functionality of the car.
I would imagine that Town & Country has great retainership, great repeat loyal customers coming back.
Matter of fact, it's the best loyal customer base we have in any from any car in our competition. 70% of the people who buy Town & Country, they come back and buy it again. So I mean, it's really a vehicle that once you find out what it does and you own it, you don't want to give it up anymore.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the other cool and unusual things that you guys are doing back home in the Motor City. And speaking of Motor City, there's a special alliance going on between a musical all about Motown and the Chrysler brand. Tell us how this came about.
Well, you know, since we started the campaign and the marketing campaign for Chrysler back in 2010 for imported from Detroit, it was a statement we wanted to make that we're proud of where we come from. This place has a lot to offer, and not just cars. It gave the world of the best of fashion folks, as example. John Varvatos is one of them that made it in New York. The car business and the music business. You know, it's Detroit not only makes cars, but made music at the same time. So now with the rebirth of Motown, we want to show our commitment to anything Detroit-based that folks will appreciate outside Detroit. And so having the Motown play now be in New York is something that we thought we couldn't help but being part of it. And so the folks are really cool with us and at Motown, and with Barry Gordy, an incredible gentleman, very humble person. He's like us, personality-wise. The man started with a few dollars in his pocket, and he made an empire of music business. And so this is why things like this are an automatic for us to be part of and to support. And so we can't wait further to be part of this upcoming play in New York.
Yeah, fascinating gentleman and a great story. And speaking of clothing, you guys have also partnered up with a Detroit-based company, putting some imported from Detroit workwear.
Yes, another amazing legacy and history of a brand like Carhartt. They represent not only the quality in the clothing that's dependable, durable, in various different vocations, but also a brand that has the image of humbleness and hard work and believe in the ethics of hard work, like we have now with our new culture at Chrysler as well. So the fitting of these two brands, Chrysler and Carhartt, couldn't be any better. And so we wanted to extend the partnership beyond just music or any other types of fashions and so forth. There's other businesses in Detroit as well that deserve to be exported out of Detroit as well. If people don't know in L.A. what Carhartt is, I'm sure they do. It's yet another exposure of Detroit comeback story.
When will we see the S variant of the Town and Country? How far off is that?
Sometime in the middle of next year, hopefully. We're trying to get it by the middle of next year, hopefully by not further than the summer of 2013.
I get the opportunity to talk to the CEOs of all the different brands and all the different car companies, but there's something about the guys and girls from the Chrysler group. I am such a big fan of all the different CEOs of all the different brands. You guys have a passion, you have a fire, and I think I applaud all the great things that you've been doing over
Thank
the last
you.
Couple of years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We try to keep it real. We love cars. We love this business, and we just have to continue doing better things. We're not going to settle on our laurels. Like I said, our 47% sales increase this year is on top of what was increased last year. So we're continuing the momentum now with these new additions to have fun and continue to listen to our folks and customers to say what they want out of our products and what they need. And so we'll see what the reactions are. If we're worthy of their business, we appreciate it. If we're not, we shouldn't be in this business.
Well, congratulations on the launch of the S variant of the Town
Thank
Country
you.
Here in LA, and we look forward to getting you back with us on the air real soon.
Thank you so much.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which your homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today. 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer. But fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for being here, and I'm sitting alongside one of my favorite guys in the automotive business. He's always a great radio guest. He is the president and CEO of the SRT brand and motorsports, as well as vice president of product design, Ralph Shields. Welcome back to the broadcast. Ralph, how are you doing?
Bob, absolute pleasure. We keep meeting at cool places like this.
I know. There's nothing. A little L.A. sunshine this time of the year isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, and the L.A. show is really growing in significance every year, so that's great.
It definitely is. And speaking of great, you've got a wonderful specimen up there on the display floor on a turntable. It's a black SRT Viper, and I was definitely checking it out, to say the least. Can't wait to sit in one. I have not sat in one yet.
We'll have to get you in there. This is its first public viewing in L.A. You know, we've had it in New York, and then they went, you know, the shows went on hiatus, and now the L.A.'s the first seasonal show of the year, a big major show. I'm excited to see the Californians, and this is a big market for us. You know, we've always done really well with the Viper here. It has a lot to do with sunshine, 365 days a year, and it looks good. It really looks at home here.
Are you really happy with everything, the way it turned out?
Yeah, you know, we had a very important event. We had our media launch, as you know. We had 48 journalists drive, and I've been to events like this with lesser cars, and we always have an incident. There's always one car that unfortunately meets the wall or does something, and we didn't have a single spin, a single crash, nothing.
That's great.
Which speaks volumes of how the car is, I wouldn't say easier to drive, but it's manageable.
You know? So the most torque of any vehicle in the world with a normally aspirated engine.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. You know, it's part of the Viper's thing is being simple. It's actually a very, it's now, you know, it's one of the purest cars anymore. It's a very simple layout. It's a six-speed transmission, no fancy pedals or anything like that. Very elegant engine, no turbos to brake or cool. So it's a very robust machine also. So I think a lot of people will revel in it's how much it accomplishes with the simple, you know, mechanical layout.
And I think it's so great the way that you've structured the lineup. You've got
a more of a base model for the purists, and then you've got the GCS model for folks who want a little bit more, and perhaps people who are cross-shopping some more expensive vehicles.
And we're actually going to take that approach throughout the SRT lineup. We've kind of got a little flack, you know, as we've gotten more luxurious, we've added more features, and the cars have more content, but some of our owners, they just want performance. They're like, well, I don't want, you know, leather here and heated seats and this and that. So we're starting to kind of introduce a core model for each of our SRT products. We're going to do that. We did it with the Super B Charger.
Yeah.
We're going to do it with the rest of the lineup and even the 300. And the Viper's launching that way, so we can keep our purists happy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the grand touring person that really uses a car for long trips and is maybe coming from a Lamborghini or, you know, a Porsche GT or something like that, GT3, they'd feel at home in here. So it's a nice, you know, we're finally diversifying, which is great. Yeah.
Exactly. And they have all those, you know, for those folks, and I'm one of them that, you know, like the high-end sound systems and like the nav and all the electronics. And you can't, there's nothing wrong with the leather that you've chosen. There's so many wonderful options on this Viper. Tell our listeners a little bit about the choices.
Yeah, so the car, as you know, it comes in two ways. So the top-of-line model has optional, has standard leather throughout, and then there's Laguna leather. So these cows are like, they lay in oil of Olay, they get their shoulders rubbed, they eat only organic food, and the leather does come from Italy, so it's incredibly soft. And we didn't know how that would go, and the take rate's been great. Matter of fact, we ordered, opened up orders only a few weeks ago, and the luxury model is virtually 85% of our orders. We can't believe it. So people are opting for the sound system, 18-speaker sound system. But the GTS comes with a lot of standard equipment, electric, power seats, cruise control for the first time ever in a Viper, and that's actually standard. The biggest options are the audio system and the interior appointment, and then the rest is stripes and colors, and then we have something really exciting called the Track Pack. So you can check the box in either model and get the lightweight wheel and rotor package with a much more aggressive Corsa Pirelli tire. So it saves 57 weights while you're at it, 57 pounds.
And I noticed there's a leather-bound edition book that was written by one of the members of the Viper Club all about the journey that this vehicle took from
You're talking about Maurice, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Maurice actually co-founded the club back in 1992, 93,
yeah.
The Viper Club, and he's kind of the bane of my existence. I knew, how do I control him? Because he would not stop calling me for the whole time. So I said, you know what? What if I brought him in and had him cover it instead of fighting it, you know, join him, so to speak.
Right.
So we hired him to actually write a book and take pictures, and he had signed so many legal documents. So for 2.5 years, he hadn't peeped. He hasn't leaked a single image. He's been a great, but in the process, he's creating a fantastic book.
That's good.
We'll have a free edition that comes with the car, and then we'll have an edition people can buy. It's not leather-bound, but you can buy the same book in a paper format.
What a great idea.
For the public. Yeah.
Using the old term from the first Gulf War there, you kind of embedded him.
Yeah, he was a fly on the wall, and you should have seen his eyes, because there's things about the car and the process of making a car he had no idea, and a lot of public doesn't, so he's going to come at it from with a perspective that only he could. Stories that we take for granted, these little discussions we have fighting over whatever it may be, is fascinating to him. I can't wait. I've read part of the book, and the part I have read is it's groundbreaking stuff. It's really a fresh perspective on car development.
And out in Las Vegas, I didn't make it SEMA for the first time in like 15 years, but I understand that a whole slew of Mopar parts are available for the Viper right off the shelf.
Yeah, so, you know, Pietro's been great. Pietro's new. He's been running Mopar now for 3 years, and he's heard the complaints. You know, a lot of stuff. Mopar has great ideas, but where is it, you know?
Mm.
So this time around, we went to them and said, look, we're going to use the same engineers that designed the car, and we're going to co-develop parts for it so they launch on time at the same time as the car. So we're very happy to say over 150 accessories will be available at launch, including carbon fiber, X-braces, all kinds of great things that we know our owners want because they asked us for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this time they're designed specifically for the car by the same designer, so they look, you know, meant to be. And at the same time, you know, dealers can install them at point of sale. So we're really excited about that.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the other updates to the SRT lineup for 2013 in both the Challenger as well as the Charger launch control and an additional mode to the very effective
electric shock system.
Yeah, so we basically have, it's something I asked my, I had 2012, and I was frustrated. I liked the suspension, but I didn't want the fuel economy degradation when you go into track mode, because it changes the throttle algorithm and the transmission calibration. I just wanted the suspension. So our engineers went back. They said, I think we can separate those two functions and give you the shocks and springs, or the stiffer dampers if you want to carve but still want fuel economy, and track mode we got all the way. So now that's standard across the board for 2013. And also the launch control is something, we have so much torque that it's difficult to manage wheel spin in those cars without all-wheel drive, obviously. So we have the computer can do it best. We tried to beat the computer. Our best drag racer on staff could not beat the computer. So you can just about get a perfect launch every time with launch control.
That's great. And speaking of all-wheel drive, I remember last year you told me you were getting hate mail from Jeep folks who wanted the SRT8 because they were in such great demand. But what a great success story.
Still the case. They're really selling like hotcakes. I mean, especially in certain pockets of the U.S., we created the Alpine Edition, our first white Grand Cherokee SRT8 ever, and it sold out instantly. We built only 400 for the U.S. market, and they're gone. You know, so
that's wonderful.
Pretty excited about that.
Let's talk motorsports a little bit about Viper stuff, and then we talk about Viper motorsports.
I also want to pay respect to our NASCAR effort. I'm very proud. You know, for me, the Sprint Cup is like the Stanley Cup of motorsports, especially in the U.S. So we're very proud that we ended on a high. You know, we're not going to be competing next year. It was extremely difficult to replicate the Penske equation. He did such a great job, being such a vertical supply house for us, from the engine shop at the whole bit. So we're happy and sad at the same time, bittersweet. But thanks to the team, incredible support from the team right to the end. But yet we are developing a new motorsport, and that's specifically for the SRT brand. We didn't take NASCAR funds and put them in. You know, everyone is like, oh, you Rob Peter to pay Paul. These are always in play. So we're very excited about LMS. We're going to be promoting the Viper and also the SRT brand in general through American Le Mans Racing. So.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That is absolutely great news across the board, and everybody listening to the show within distance of the L.A. Convention Center, come on down and check out the beautiful black Viper on the stand here, and check out all the great work of Ralph Fields, the president and CEO of the SRT brand, Motorsports, and vice president of product design. Ralph, my friend, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's take a pit stop and then more. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.